Art and Seek presents Track by Track. Hi, I'm your host, Paul Slavens, and this week we'll take an album walkthrough of This Is Where We Are, the debut release by Sarin. The band chose the title, This Is Where We Are, as a personal statement, and it describes a lot about the group. They're on a journey, not really at the beginning, even though this is their debut, but well on the way and taking an opportunity to collect their first batch of songs into a recording. I spoke with Nathan, Trenton, and Chris of Sarin, and I had a hard time pinning them down on just exactly who wrote the songs. When I would ask, they would all just kind of look at each other. I came to find out that it was all part of their process.
Creatively, the process is always five heads are best, so everyone's perspective is included. It's very open-handed. Here's my part, here's what I think, here's what I'm seeing, and then that's taken into consideration by the group, which sounds lovely, but it can be very, very difficult.
Grueling.
Grueling, yeah, good word.
So Within, that's about our oldest song. It is a song that Nathan had previously written, and we adapted it to the band.
It's kind of a two-parter. The first half I had written before, and the second part was a big living room jam that just kind of happened.
There's not a lot of dense lyrical content, but the concept of So Within is more so speaking inwardly within the person, so within.
You're chasing me always. Come away, away, away. Come away, away, away. Come away, away, away.
The bottle is dry, but you're still wet 100 years. You haven't said a word or two to make it right. You're sleeping in your pale white. You've got no legs, cause you haven't moved. You haven't arms to pull you through, to drink it down and clear the way. You've got no throat to say it straight.
Of Dead Morose.
The song is inspired by the story of Dead Morose, who is Father Frost. Evil stepmother sends her stepdaughter into the wilderness to freeze to death, and she encounters Father Frost, who, because of her kindness, gives her gifts and wealth. And when her stepdaughter comes back and has all these things, the woman decides to send her own daughter out there, who's spoiled and rotten, and she ends up being frozen to death by Dead Morose, Father Frost.
Changing tones like the autumn leaves.
Track three is We Will All Be Changed. It's a song that I came up with the guitar parts for, and then Chelsea and Trenton wrote all the lyrics and we put it all together. And it's a song about people going through their lives and changing, and kind of the good that comes out of that rather than the negative, and just encounters with other people that impact you and see something differently or wake up and are excited about the process of life.
The eyes to see the sun fill our heads with what we've done, a compass to show where we've come and where we're going after.
The fourth song is called Beach Song, and it's really the first song that we all wrote together as a group. The first two songs were written, Trenton wrote one of them, Nathan wrote the other one. Beach Song was the first song that we all got together and wrote as a total group. There's several different sections of the song. It's a little bit more long-winded than our other ones. Next song is called Towering. We're playing sort of the same set for a while and decided that if we wanted to record, we needed more songs and that kind of thing. So this song kind of bridges that gap. Nathan had this guitar line, and I'm pretty sure we were hanging out at like 6 o'clock one morning. He wrote that, and I think it started out, he was just jamming on a guitar, and I was like bowing the banjo or something ridiculous like that. And then the second part didn't come about until months later when we were jamming, and it just kept growing because that was the song for a while, but then even after we finished recording it, we decided that we want more to it. It's in the middle of the record because it bridges the gap between who we were and who we are and how the band has sort of grown.
Track 6, Our Love, talking again about relationships or feeling drawn and then trying to get away from, I guess, a situation that you put yourself in where you're vulnerable with somebody and it's uncomfortable or weird. I don't know. Being a person is a very weird thing, and interacting with other persons is an exponentially weirder thing.
The middle section is the relief from the toil of that personhood where we find grace and love and freedom. Our love.
Our love waits for all of.
Track 7 is River Song. It is a song that was written mostly by all of us. It sort of tells the story of, rather redundantly, of a river, or so to speak, one that runs through us. The song staggers between the fourth and the fifth chords of the scale, and it always seems in motion. Occasionally, you'll find it at the one, at home. And so there's this constant motion that's moving forward until it reaches to the second half, and the second half, where the cycle begins and ends at the same time, the idea that the beginning is only the end, because the river begins at the ocean, it evaporates, only to find itself back at the top of the mountain. I'm Track 8 is entitled Bête Noire, which is French for Black Beast, actually. It sounds like a metal song, but we gave it that title because I think it was probably the hardest song to write on the album, not only musically, between the arrangement, the struggle with composing it into the structure that communicated the struggle itself, was one of the most difficult songs for me to write lyrically. It very much so had to reach into some deeper parts of my heart to kind of expose this idea of almost entrapment, and yet knowing that if you would just let go, allow change to happen, you could find that what's on the other side is much more beautiful.
Track 9 is On My Knees, another song that I kind of had a part for and a lyric that I came up with in the garage. It's mostly just about surrender to just the process of life. Yeah, I think it's a good counterpoint to the song before it, which is about holding on to and really struggling to fight and make a really ugly face to not change, to hold on to the safe thing that you know. And then the next song is about kind of being like, man, I just need to let go and be okay with it. And things happen in your life and you feel better about them, even though you really don't feel in control of them. Track 10 is untitled. Trent and I wrote it the night before we were gonna go down to the studio. Had a little bit of wine and just decided that we were gonna write a kick-ass, fun little tune. A song that wakes you up and says, hey, thanks for listening to the record, or don't fall asleep in your car because that ambient thing. Just a good feeling, jamming, bluegrassy outro.
You've been listening to an album walkthrough of This Is Where We Are, the debut release by Surin. I'm Paul Slavens, and this is Track by Track. For more local music, as well as an eclectic variety of other music, join me for The Paul Slavens Show, Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. on KXT 91.7 FM or online at kxt.org. This program is a production of Art and Seek and artandseek.org.